Hey, Kathy, welcome to the program.
Thanks, and everybody who doesn't have cyclosporiasis, raise your hand. We are not raising our hands, but...
I'm raising my hand. I don't have it.
Or we're raising our hands because we don't have it. Some of our friends do.
We do have friends who have it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, friends really shouldn't let friends eat iceberg lettuce, in my opinion. But well, so, yeah, what do you got on this, Kathy?
Well, let's just review quickly what's happening with the outbreak as of today's recording, which is July 20th, and then talk about the entity that was initially linked to the outbreak, that is Taylor Farms. Formerly, they go by Taylor Fresh Foods Incorporated. That's a really huge company that packages and sells food to a lot of grocery stores, fast food chains, and that kind of place.
Yeah.
Right now, the CDC has, as of July 14th, was the most recent update they had on the site, 1,645 reported confirmed cases, and then more than 1,500 more cases that were needing confirmation. And the word is that the heat-loving parasite spreads through feces, of course. People have been infected by consuming fruits or vegetables that have been exposed to feces-contaminated irrigation
water. Can I just throw the word gross in here?
It's pretty gross.
Yeah.
It's pretty gross. Yeah. Yep.
So the signs in restaurant bathrooms that say employees must wash their hands. It's good to see those.
That's right.
we want to see those. We want to see people comply.
It's good to wash your vegetables, too, unless you know exactly where they came from. Also, the Harvard Public School or School of Public Health is indicating that outbreaks are not uncommon. The recent one, though, is uncommonly large.
Well, and that's because the food system that's distributing the lettuce is widespread.
It's huge.
It's all over the country.
It's ubiquitous.
Yeah.
And also, there are probably many, many more cases, but a lot of people don't get tested when they have the main symptom, which is diarrhea.
Mm.
So, there was this supposed initial outbreak.
Yeah.
In Taylor Farms, the Mexico center that processes and packages salads, other foods. And yesterday, though, the news on NBC reported that the Food and Drug Administration had retested the sample of lettuce from Taylor Farms of Mexico, and they decided it was a false positive. That's a little weird.
So what does that mean?
That means initially they had linked Taylor Farms with the outbreak, and now they're withdrawing that link. However, Taylor Farms has not withdrawn their recall of the lettuce products that came from, that were packaged, processed and packaged at
So Taylor, quote, farms. I mean, is it actually a farm?
It was started as a farm many, many years ago.
By Mr. and Mrs. Taylor, presumably.
A couple. This farm now grows about 25% of their produce in-house, but the rest comes from what they call more than 280 family farms. And I'm going to give you a quick example of what they call a family farm. One of those farms that they acquired in 2019 is called Earthbound Farm in California, and they started up in 1984. On 2.5 acres owned by a couple. It was an organic farm. By the early 2000s, they had begun to be acquired by bigger and bigger companies. Today, they operate more than 50,000 acres, and they contract with at least 150 independent growers. So if you think about Taylor Farms saying 280 family farms, that means one of the, quote, farms under them has a whole bunch of other farms.
So yeah, it's a web. There's farms that are contracting with farms that are selling to Taylor Farms. And again, this one farm you're talking about started on 2.5 acres.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently that wasn't working very well, so they expanded to 50,000 acres. 50,000 acres. That's not a farm. That's an industrial operation.
Well, the long story short is, while we don't know for sure if Taylor Farms was connected with the initial outbreak, let's just do a quick review of their records. May 2011, they recalled salad mixed with grape tomatoes from Florida growers in 2011. They recalled a salad blend in 2012. Their New Jersey Processing Center voluntarily removed mangoes and other fruits from products supplied to a convenience store in four states in 2013. They recalled organic baby spinach for E. coli one. In 2013. They recalled broccoli salad kits because of the salad dressing that was sold in the little tiny packets. In 2014, raw onions from McDonald's sites because of the E. coli outbreak. And again in 2025, they made a $1 million donation to Make America Great Again, Inc., less than 1 week after the FDA announced it was delaying implementation of the food traceability rule.
Wow, no conflict of interest there. My gosh.
Something to think about.
So yeah, eat local, folks. Eat local. Buy local, grow your own, support your local farmers. Thanks, Kathy.
You bet.